There's a new survey out in the L.A. mayor's race. This poll from USC, Price, and the Los Angeles Times shows City Councilman Eric Garcetti leading City Controller Wendy Gruhl by 10 percentage points. It's 50-40%. Now, the poll also uncovers some interesting and perhaps even troubling signs for the Gruhl campaign. We're joined now by Kevin Roderick from LA Observed. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
So I know that that Wendy Gruhl must take these numbers, and a lot of people believe that there's some sort of skewing going on here, that these polls just don't work or they're not right. I mean, do you think Wendy Gruhl takes this and says, all right, I'm down 10 points and we're a month to go?
Oh, sure. I mean, publicly they're going to be saying that they're poo-pooing this poll every way that they can, but they have their own internal polling. I suspect it shows something similar to this. Maybe the numbers are a little different, but they know that she's not as strong in the Valley as they would like her to be, and they know this other kind of uncomfortable fact for them, that she's not running as strong with women as they'd like her to be, and both of those are expected to be real strengths for her campaign, and I expect to see the ads that we're going to be seeing over the next couple of weeks will reflect that.
Why not strong in the Valley? It's her home base.
Well, you know, she's, even though she grew up in Granada Hills, she's actually represented a corner of the Southeast Valley when she was in the city council. But, you know, here's the thing. Her weakness in the Valley is among the more conservative voters at the west end of the Valley, and that does reflect the Kevin James voters in the primary. And Kevin James came out and endorsed Eric Garcetti and said very strongly he's the one that conservatives should be looking to support. And that's where you see her especially soft.
Are they troubled, do you think, by the union thing, too? The fact that these DWP unionized workers are, and the campaign has sort of taken a lot of money from this fund, right?
Oh, very much so. You see in the poll results from the USC LA Times poll that people specifically mention they're uncomfortable about whether or not she'll be independent enough from the city unions. And that's a big issue going forward, because there's a lot of budget questions facing City Hall, and the city unions are just about the biggest player when it comes to what's going to happen with city salaries and pensions and the kind of things that drive the budget. And that's where people are suspicious. They just don't know whether she's the one to stand up to the unions, because I think people expect that there needs to be some reform of union influence in City Hall, especially when it comes to city employee pensions.
The women's vote is very interesting to me, but I'm smart enough, with apologies to Dan Schnur, to know that women don't just vote for women because they're women. So why is she not gaining traction in that demo?
Well, you know, Eric Garcetti has been a friend of women's groups. He has the endorsement of some very big women's groups. And Wendy Gruhl can counter with Emily's List and some other endorsements. You know, I just think it's their politics. You know, that could change as we go forward. But it's not like Eric Garcetti is just going to surrender the female vote to Wendy Gruhl because she's a woman. It doesn't work that way. And he, you know, and that's kind of a natural constituency for him anyway.
So how do these poll results, do you think, Kevin, play out for the rest of the campaign with less than a month to go?
Well, you know, actually the home stretch begins today. The absentee ballots are going out, and people can start voting as soon as they get their ballot.
Right.
And so voters, the campaigns want to be talking to them now. And so you saw Wendy Gruhl go up with an ad last week in which she's endorsed by Barbara Boxer, Magic Johnson, yeah, and the former mayor, Richard Reardon. That's meant to kind of show her as someone who's has appeals across the board. You've got two Democrats and a Republican in there. She's also gone out with a hit piece on Eric Garcetti, attacking him for, you know, various alleged personal failings of his. And you're going to see, I think, more of that, because she has to undercut his strength and his image among the voters. But I think what you're also going to see, and this is something that Dan Schnur alluded to, is commercials showing Wendy Gruhl with Bill Clinton, because right, he was here at Langer's Delicatessen over the weekend, which was essentially a glorified photo op, a video op, for them to shoot pictures of her with Bill Clinton. And I expect to see commercials featuring the two of them together as we go into the last few weeks of the campaign.
Kevin Roderick from LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.